Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's August 22nd, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here, as always, with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron.
Hello.
Hey, Antoine. How's it going this week?
Good. I'm back from the woods.
Yeah? You survived?
Yeah.
Bear didn't eat you?
No. Had a close encounter with the raccoons, but no bears.
You're a lot for a raccoon to eat, so you're probably safe.
Yeah. They were still in the tent, which was a bit too close than I would have liked.
Oh, I didn't hear about this story. That's funny. Yeah, you know, they're very cute and cuddly until they get angry at you. That's all I'm going to say. Because they're vicious critters when they're mad.
Yeah, anyway, it was hissing, and I had a broom. So.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't get rabies. It's
yeah.
I'm nice to have you back. All right, so you've been busy today. Looks like we got a fair bit to talk about, so we'll get this started. First up, as always, we're going to go through our non-crowdfunding news. And first on the list this week is White Shark Gaming Studios, Balson.
So this is a bus that's on pre-order right now. It's almost a crowdsourcing pre-order, so they need a minimum in the next couple of months. If they get enough, they will produce it. If not, you'll get reimbursed. So what it is, it's minis of mix with baboon or no, but more orangutan. Yeah.
Orangutan?
Yeah, orangutan, ram, and space marine, maybe.
Yeah, it's some kind of alien wearing powered armor. Let's put it that way. The species is called a quint, I guess, from what I can see in their description. It's cool looking. It looks like it'd be a good opportunity to play with some colors and do some kind of alien, non-human flesh tones.
Oh, for sure.
And because he's kind of on the chubby side, he's kind of fleshy, right? So you got some shading to do. You could really do some playing around with this. It's a good technical piece, I think.
Yeah. The casting seems sharp. Like, all the armor stuff, the edges are really good.
Yeah, and you can see the armor's got some, like, some weathering on it, some little scratches in the plating and stuff, and that's... Mm-hmm. It looks like it came out really nice in the cast.
Yeah. It's a pretty big cast. It's 150 millimeters. So, it's a sizable piece.
Yep, for just a bust, and it's comes in... Let's see if it was...
Five pieces.
It's five pieces, right?
55 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's only available at that price for the first 20 pre-orders. Is that it?
Yeah, something like that. Or I think there might be only 20 for the first run, and after that, it will depend
on interest. Yeah. That's still pretty cool to have one of 20 pieces. Because there may never be more than 20, right? So that's neat. And like I said, I think it's a good piece to work on if you want to improve some skills. I can see this being a good airbrushing piece, if you want to...
Yes. Yeah, because it's pretty sizable. The armor is good to airbrush, and also to do some strange color
for the shift tones.
For the skin. Yeah. Even the horns, you have space to play there.
Absolutely. Very cool model for 55 pounds. Next up, whoops, I'm filling the dock with crap because my hand was on my keyboard. Okay. next up, Norba Miniatures, new releases.
So we have, it's four, you'll find in the link, but it's more 3.5. So the first one is the Caballero Andantes, which are knights. They would probably fill the space of questing knights in the old Britannian range, because they're all carrying weapons, not lances.
That's right.
Yeah, and so why I said 3.5 is that you have the unit itself, and you have a second available option, a second item in the store, which is the same thing, but with a command.
Right, I was going to say...
You get a champion and a...
Yeah, musician and a banner.
Yeah. So, they look cool. Get five in the back, all resin. And the other two are orcs, but they have more of a Lord of the Ring feel. Yeah. So you have the standard ones with swords and shield, and the second one comes with the pikes. They look more like the, not Moria, but Isengard, the Uruk-hai's.
Yeah, the Uruk-hai's, exactly. For,
I had Ahriman in mind, but Saruman.
Saruman, yeah. Yeah, they definitely. I mean, they definitely look count as Uruk-hai. There's no, even down to the shape of the shields, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the infantry with shields and swords, the shields have that that bottom cutout where it looks like they're made to decapitate things or stab things. That's pretty cool. I mean, definitely a nicely detailed sculpt. So the knights look really nice, much better than the old Bretonian knights ever thought of looking.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned lately that I still miss Warhammer Fantasy?
We should really try 9th Age.
Or we could just play some more 8th. I mean, it's not like 8th was bad.
It's not like it was the greatest either.
I thought it was fun. The magic phase was... Anyway, that's a discussion for another show, but... yeah. I'm not saying it was flawless either. All right. Next up. Hyacinth Games. New Riders for Wreckage.
Yeah, so A and B, yeah. They're just called Orson Rider A and Orson Rider B. Not great names, but that's what they used. So yeah, the first one...
Post-apocalyptic cavalry, right?
Yeah. First one looks like a standard human carrying a pistol with a bunch of accessories on his horse. The second one looks more, maybe not mutated, but a bit more savage with being shirtless with straps and a gas mask. Even a gas mask on his horse. So, two different tribes or clans or...
Yeah. It's funny. You said the first guy has a pistol, and I kept looking at the picture going, isn't that a hammer? But no, it's like a pistol with an extended mag. Okay. It looked like a hammer to me.
Yeah, I can see why. Yeah.
But upon further inspection, no, you're totally right. It's a pistol. I think I prefer Rider B in terms of aesthetic.
Me too.
Just because I think a horse wearing a gas mask is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Please, my Dead Corpse of Creed fan.
Yeah, and the horses look pretty well proportioned too.
Yes.
Which is something most companies can't seem to do. I wouldn't think it'd be so hard, but it's really tough for a lot of companies apparently.
Yeah.
All right. So there was $16 US each. That's not bad for a big cav model. Kind of makes sense. All right. Next up, Fantasy Flight Games, Star Wars Legion on pre-order.
So this is one of the big reveal at Gen Con last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And last weekend, this very weekend, in fact, when we at the time of the recording.
Yep. Gen Con finished today. So
yeah, it's a new skirmish games in the Star Wars universe. So unlike, what's the name of it? There's the other one that's a board game
Imperial
in the
Assault?
Style of Descent.
Imperial Assault,
yeah. You have some miniature games rules in it to not play just the serum and play fights. However, this game comes with unpainted minis. It's really a pure minis game, a bit like Rune Wars. So you have unpainted minis, you paint them yourself. It doesn't play on tiles, it's play on terrain. So
now, are these the same minis that we see in Imperial Assault?
I don't think so, because you'll have to assemble and paint them yourself. Imperial Assault is one piece board game plastic, isn't it?
Yes. I assume these were also one piece?
They might be. I haven't seen enough about it over the weekend. There was so much stuff mentioned about
the models do look nicely detailed.
I think they might be bigger.
It could very well be. It could very well be. But the stormtroopers look nice. I mean, they have kind of a close-up of the stormtroopers on their page. Mm-hmm. The stormtroopers look nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we can see of, like, Luke and Vader and stuff, they look pretty well detailed, too.
So the box comes with Luke and some...
Rebels?
Rebels, yeah. I was trying looking for the right word.
Yeah, you seem to have a heavy weapon and maybe a special weapon or two.
Mm-hmm. And a rider for...
Yeah, a light walker rider. No, I don't know what that is.
Light walker. Yeah, and on the Imperial side, we have Vader and a bunch of stormtroopers, some with the heavy weapons, like you mentioned, and two of the scouts we see on Endor with the...
speeder bikes.
Light skimmers, yeah, speeder bikes. So...
No, nice definitely the aesthetic is right. I mean, yep. Packaging looks great. I mean, it remains to be seen. It's on pre-order. What's the price point on the starter box, do we know?
$90
US.
$90. So it's not cheap, but for minis, for Star Wars, for I think
for it's a two-player starter, it's priced right.
Yeah, and it's for these flights. It comes with the custom dice. Comes with a bunch of cardboard. You have cards for everybody and. Pretty extra decks for special events and stuff like
that. Yeah, and you've got 18 miniatures, three of which are kind of bigger because they're like small vehicles or whatever. So,
yeah. So it's not bad. It's a good price. So remains to be seen how's the play feel.
Yeah.
The quality of the minis once you see them in your end.
I have expected them to use the flight path system. Like they did for Rune Wars, kind of like or maybe they do. In which case, at least we don't.
It's a skirmish game. I don't know.
Who knows?
And there's more information about the rules and the play, but I haven't looked enough into it since. But because it was on demos at Gen Con, so I'm sure other podcasters who went to Gen Con will have more information.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Also from Fantasy Flight Games, Latari Elves Army Expansion for Rune Wars.
Yeah, so their third faction is finally out. So this is a starter box. There's also, I think, some of the individual units are also available at the same time. But for now, this box lets you now play the third faction. And they add stuff for the, I don't know the name, but the demon-looking guy at Gen Con. So they will probably be coming before the end of the year.
Yeah, the elves look nice. They're definitely it's nice to see some variety in elves. I mean, these are obviously wood elves, but mm-hmm. like at least the treeman or whatever that thing is looks a bit different. The cat beast that the elves are riding, they're not riding stags or something. They're riding these giant cats or something. I don't know what they are. But they look cool. Look cool. We're really going to get around to trying Rune Wars. We got those two starter boxes sitting here. We really should.
Yeah, we have the box. We should at least try it.
More hours in the day. That's what we need.
Yes.
All right. And is this on pre-order as well?
I think those are available.
Just right announced. Now. Yeah. Are they announced? Are they available? Oh, yeah. $60 US. That's not bad. And you get a unit of archers, a unit of cav, a big beast, and a hero.
Yeah, with all tokens and stuff. Yeah.
Yep. And the dials. I think it's 12. Is it possible it's 12 archers?
12 archers.
I think it's three.
No, I think it's... No, it's 16, maybe?
Seems like it could be a full block. It's four rows of four. When I was looking at the smaller picture. It was hard to tell, but it's four, definitely 16. So 16 archers, four cavalry, the tree man thing, and the hero for $60 US. Can't go wrong. And Fantasy Flight's production quality. So that's a good value. Definitely. All right. Next up, Warlord Games. New drones for the Concord.
So Concord is one of the faction for Beyond the Gates of Entry. So you get three different drones, a bigger one, which is the C3M407. That's a close support drone. It looks cool. And you have two other smaller drones, the C3D2. It's two C3D2 with different weapon options on them. So you have the big drone and also a small spotter drone that comes with it. So,
yeah, very cool.
But the first mention is clearly my favorite one.
The Yeah, the close support drone. Yeah, it looks really cool. And you know what? It's a fairly sizable model. It looks pretty big. Of like, you know, a war machine tank, a Warhammer tank. And it's $41, so it's priced competitively. It's funny, we haven't really spoken about Warlord games for a while. It seemed like every week we had two or three items from them for a game. Mm-hmm. We've cut back a little bit, so it's nice seeing them back in the news.
There were still releases, but when it's just some small options for every faction, less interesting.
Yeah, no, this is pretty cool. Because especially for the Concorde, I think the drones are a big part of it. Because they're regular humans, right? So I think the vehicles and robots and stuff they have are kind of their what makes them survive. Mm-hmm. So I think having them out actually will be a big deal. So that's cool. So yeah, big one's $41. The two smaller ones are $16. So pretty reasonable. All right. Next up, Max Mini. Dorothy DD Danger. Bust. <Yeah. laughs>
That's the full name. So they have a small line, a small squad called the Meg's Soldiers, which are an all-female soldiers team. And this is a first bust for one of them. So she is the heavy weapon specialist in the team, like the high explosive and demolition.
Yep. And master. she's a bust, all right.
Yeah, because so you have a bust, and when the bust has DD in its name,
yeah,
the minis goes with it.
Yeah, so dog tags and a bra and a little hat, that's all she's wearing.
Yeah. She looks angry.
Well, she's a soldier, I think that's probably par for the course. Yeah. She looks cool. Again, I think you could have a lot of fun painting this and working from a technical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lots of flesh, obviously, some shading opportunities there. The face is full of expression. So, you know, I think painting eyes and stuff could be very interesting.
Yeah. The only thing I find not bad about the item, but just about the webpage, there's no mention of its size.
Yeah, I was wondering
so
about that.
So, it's only €12, so it must be a pretty small bust. I don't think it's anywhere the size of the... The first one we mentioned at the start of the show.
I'm sure not. There's nothing at all. No mention at all. I just wonder how small it is. Like, I wonder if it's the size of, like, the small stuff from Cromlech or... Oh, who knows? I guess someone will have to buy one and tell us.
Yep.
€12 is not a big investment to see.
For sure.
All right. Next up, Red Republic Games. Tribune for Arena Rex.
So this is a new model they released this weekend at Gen Con, and
that's it. And shocker, it looks phenomenal.
Yeah. So it works for, well, it's part of the Ludus Magnus, mm-hmm. which is one of their faction. It gets like a spectacle pose. He's a leg a bit over, like on a rock, not landing, but.
He's like stepping up onto a rock.
Stepping up on a rock with an arm in the air and his other hand down by his side with his axe toward the ground. And he's wearing a mask. It looks almost like a narrator in the middle of battle.
Yeah, it's like he's appealing to the crowd or something.
Yeah. It's not one of my favorite pieces from them, but I think it's just the style. Like the visual style. It looked more like a barbarian in armor. Like the axe seems strange. It just appeals to me less than some other pieces.
Yeah, so he's apparently the enforcer of the Ludus Magnus. So if you're a gladiator and you misbehave, you have the option of trial by combat facing him. So that can't be a very fun job.
Probably not.
I like the pose. The mask, because he's an executioner essentially, so his identity is secret, like that. I don't care for his axe. I find it looks very strange.
Yeah, same for me.
It may be historically accurate. It may make a lot of sense. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Yeah, doesn't mean that visually it's interesting.
Yeah, I think the pose is pretty good.
Yep, I like the pose. It's just the...
And while the paint job on it is technically very good on their studio model. In some ways, it's intentionally rough. I think like the style of the painter. It makes me think of like an oil painting, like an old oil painting of something.
Mm-hmm.
Where so the blends are not like super smooth and stuff. It's like high contrast, almost like stylized in a way. It's very nicely done. It's certainly a different style. I don't even think it's the same as the style of their other models. I think the other ones are done a little bit softer in terms of the way the shading is done and stuff. But anyway, it's very nicely painted. $18. It's on sale right now because it just launched, right? Regular $21.
Yep.
So, good price for a detailed model of that scale and that quality level. Next in line. Oh, Antoine's favorite. Plaid Hat Games, Stuffed Fable on pre-order.
So this is a board game with miniatures. That's why we're mentioning it. So what's cool is that it's a board game. For people who have played Mice and Mystics by the same company, it's the same genre of game. So it's a cooperative game based on stories. And you'll have a storybook where you play it with your miniatures. But the big difference here, the characters you are playing are stuffed animals.
Yep. If you've ever
or stuffed creatures, maybe not all animals, but
it makes me think of the if you've seen any of those comic strips where it's like your teddy bear protects you at night.
Yeah, I have one of those books here.
Yeah, like where your teddy bear goes on adventures and like fights off demons and stuff to keep you safe at night. It's what it makes me think of. And I'm sure that's not by accident.
Yeah. The weird puppet game.
Well, Puppets Wars, and I like the fact that the board for the game itself is a storybook. So as you progress through the game, you go through pages of the storybook, and every page is a different set of like encounters and a different map. That's pretty cool. So this is now on pre-order. What's the price point?
It's $60.
Oh, again for a miniature board game, it seems pretty par for the course.
Yeah, it comes and with I love 23 miniatures and everything else you need, like multicolored dice, the dice bag, your sheets, the 100+ page storybook.
Wow, I didn't realize it came with so many miniatures. That's really nice.
Yeah, because in the preview, we don't see everything that's going to be there, or we might see other heroes and maybe the bad guys are just repeat.
Could be.
I don't know.
The what's interesting is the box art is gorgeous. Like it's so it's so perfectly done for what the game is. I really like it.
Yeah, Planet Games are really good on their visual side.
Yeah. Well, there's really good period. Like Mice and Mystics is an excellent game, right? Yeah.
And there are other games, Ashes and everything. So I'm a big fan.
All right. So that finishes up our non-crowdfunding news. So let's get right to the crowdfunding stuff. And we only have one this week.
Yep.
And it's a company everyone knows for their crowdfunding campaigns. Mirce Miniatures, Darkholds, Ancient Barrows.
So this, we know the company for all the Kickstarter they've done for so many models. Mm-hmm. But this is not just models this time. It's a board game. So it's a cooperative board game of combat and adventure. So think of Dungeon Crawls, but in the Mirce Miniature world.
Yeah, so a Descent-style cooperative game, presumably, right?
Yeah.
Is it cooperative?
But in their own universe. Yes, it's cooperative.
Yeah, it's cooperative. Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some pictures of the production game. The board tiles look really nice.
Yep. Really colored.
Yeah, and very thick, high-quality card.
Yeah.
So it's pretty impressive. I mean, as always, the Mirce models look nice too. That's, can't take anything away from that.
Might be the first time we see them in plastic.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was just thinking. And it's in, it looks like two different colors of plastic. So one for the heroes, adventurers, and one for all the monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them easy to identify on the board, which is nice. Now it's a pretty big campaign. They're looking for £150,000. So that's a pretty tall order.
Yes.
I don't know. This Kickstarter just started, I guess? Because it wasn't last week. I didn't see it last week when I did my research.
Started August 15.
Yeah, so it just started this past week.
Yeah, just this week.
Yeah, started last release day. So they're looking for 150,000 pounds. They're at 61,711 pounds with 15 days left to go. So they're a little less than halfway there. I think it's going to be tough, but maybe there'll be a big push at the end. A lot of people were at Gen Con, so. So if they hit their target, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on September 5th, 2017. And that's it for this week, buddy.
Yes, it is.
It's nice having you back. Like I said, I'm glad the raccoon didn't eat you. And again, thanks for all the hard work and the research. Appreciate it.
It's always fun to do.
And
that's how you find stuff like Stuffed Fables.
That's true. That's true. I rely on you to be my resource for, you know, all these weird miniature games that I'll buy miniatures for but never play. Or board games in this case.
It's not like I don't try to make you play them.
I know. You do your share of trying. My limited schedule doesn't allow it, though. That's the problem. I got to pick and choose what I play.
Both of our limited schedules.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, buddy, I'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.